We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to another episode of Crazy Fitness Guy Healthy Living Podcast. Today, I'm going live with my friend Louise, who's going to talk about her Discover Your Joy with her new book out. Welcome aboard, Louise.
Hey, Jimmy. Thank you for having me today. I'm excited to talk to your viewers about something very close to my heart, and that is joy.
And how did you come up with the book title?
Well, I had been through divorce and the death of my daddy. I was working really long hours in a very stressful career, and life had just got me down. And one Sunday morning, my minister talked about joy and to watch out for joy stealers. And his message resonated with me, and my journey to joy was begun there that day. I started reading a lot about joy, and people have a lot of different thoughts on joy, but I tried to be real open-minded and read everything I could, and I started collecting sayings on joy, and I fill my house with all of that. And the time finally came when it was time for me to put it all together into a book. And the title actually came from that, as long as it took me to find my joy, I wanted to make it easier for other people to discover their own joy in their life.
And how long did it take you to write the book?
It actually took me 2 years. I had hoped to do it in a much smaller, shorter amount of time, but it is a daily inspirational book, so I needed a page for every single day of the year. Every single day was totally different. Starting anew, it wasn't like writing a story where every page builds on the page before. So it actually took me much longer to write it than I had anticipated, but it was okay. And in the end, it all worked out, and I was really proud of the way it turned out. I had a lot of help along the way. So even though it turned into a 2-year project, I'm the one that believes things happen the way they're supposed to and when they're supposed to. And this is the perfect time for it to be released. I am convinced.
Well, you definitely picked a good time to release it, because I think everybody needs some joy around because of the whole pandemic. It's kind of getting everybody less joy.
Well, you're right, Jimmy. And, you know, when I started this, now, this message that I'm talking about that I heard from my minister, that was 10 years before I started writing the book. So now here we are 12 years later in a pandemic. And of course, through all that time frame, I had no idea when I started this journey that we would be in a pandemic when the book was released. Yeah, you and I have talked about that, and we're both aware of the fact that the pandemic has caused a lot of people to have issues, withdrawal issues. They feel alone. There's so much going on today that a lot of people have lost the joy if in fact they did have it to start with. So it did turn out to be a good time to release this out into the world.
Yeah. Where can people find your book?
It is on Amazon. I know that for a fact. I have some other people had asked me if they could find it anywhere besides Amazon. And I did do a search and I found it in online anyway at Barnes & Noble, of course, and Walmart, Books A Million. I think pretty much any bookstore, any store that carries a stock of books probably has it, at least in their online store.
And can you give me a little bit of insight of what your book is about? Like, I got it from your title, but I wish I could be able to read it, but you know, the amazing mail service.
Yeah, I'd love to tell you a little bit about it, Jimmy. And actually, I did put a copy in the mail to you, so you will have a copy coming your way very soon. And I hope that once you get it, that you will be pleasantly pleased with it. But like I said, it is a daily inspirational book. And every day starts out with I lost my thought. It starts out with an I am statement. You know, I am happy today. I'm going to choose joy today. You know, with those affirmations, that's my word. Starts out with an affirmation. I am statements are known to be strong. And if you will.
Thanks to our sponsor to make this podcast happen. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make podcasts. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listeners. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, it only takes about 5 to 10 minutes to set up. It's simple, easy, and the best part, it's free. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today to just create your own podcast.
Well, tell yourself those statements on a regular basis. You become what you believe. And then most of them have a short story, and then it expands on how that story can inspire you to choose joy. It's organized. I'm sorry, Jimmy.
No, I said definitely. I totally agree.
It's organized by month. So, you know, every month is a chapter, so to speak. And every month covers a specific topic. There is, July is the month of joy and happiness, but there's the month of hope and encouragement, and of course the holidays have a month. And then each month starts off with a small challenge saying, think about this. How would you feel if you could do this? And then we kind of point back to that challenge throughout the month. And the last day of the month, we ask you to look back and see how did you change your thought patterns this month by reading all about, I'll say, hope in that case. And then there is a page every month to journal whatever thoughts or quotes that you want to keep up with and be reminded of and have easy access to. So it's a short read. 3 to 5 minutes every morning, give you enough inspiration to get going through the day. And well, hopefully over time, if you can keep it up on a daily basis, it should raise your vibrations, raise your awareness of joy, give you that inspiration to seek joy every day.
And how did, would you mind sharing a little bit about what your pastor message was?
You know, Jimmy, I have thought back about that so many times, and I wish I could remember the whole message. You know, what stuck with me was his message was based on 1 Thessalonians 5:16, which is, be joyful always. And I remember the verse, and I remembered him talking about joy stealers and people that are negative and will try to bring you down, and they'll tell you everything that's wrong with the world, everything that's wrong with everything. In my studies, I found out that joy stealers aren't always people. Sometimes it's our distractions in life. We get addicted to social media, or, you know, watching a series on television. You know, whatever your distraction is, they also can steal your joy. Joy is something that once it's rooted deep in your heart and you're true to that joy, it's going to be there. But for someone who really has not experienced joy or not experienced it on a daily basis, it has to become a habit, just like anything else. The more you reach out, the more you look for joy, the more it becomes part of your being. And it's easier to kind of dispel those joy stealers, so to speak. Kind of one of my things to do is, I've been in several situations recently where people were putting down whatever it was, another person, the food, whatever. We all read all this on social media all the time about, you know, play nice. But as people are doing all this, sometimes I can say, either change the subject or say something kind about the situation, and it will flip the conversation. And all of a sudden, people will start talking differently. But until they stop, if I don't stop somebody from saying all that, they're going to steal my joy. And I'm not willing to let it go. So the best thing I can do is to try to flip the conversation to something a little more pleasant.
I can definitely relate to you on that. I know there's some people, not going to name any names, but some people kind of take the joy out of what I do sometimes. There's like, oh, well, it's really hard, or I was like, you think you can actually do what you do? And I was like, you know, it's funny, I don't have to do what I do. And I was like, I could just go get a job like everyone else, 9 to 5, work for someone I really don't want to work for. I can be like, I don't know, the most unhappy person in the world, but who wants to be the most unhappy person in the world? Not me.
I know. I mean, and I have actually even met people, and you probably have too, that they're not happy unless they're not happy. I had this one friend, and everything in the world was always wrong, and you would try to point out the good in something. Nope, he would not have it. He was going to be unhappy, and nobody was going to change it. And so that just had to become a person that I just do not want to associate with, actually.
I totally agree. It's like, I heard this from a, I forget who told me this, but you know, it's like, you're the only one who can choose to be happy. No one else is going to tell you. It's like, yeah, it's time for you to be happy. And like, because, you know, it's like, at the end of the day, it's up to you. It's up to your mindset. Your happiness is, well, it's what you want it to be. Someone also told me that everyone has a different version of happiness. What is your happiness?
Yeah, I think people do have different versions of happiness and what makes you happy. And that's okay. You know, and happiness is often thought of as something that makes you happy for now. You know, it's an ice cream cone, I'll say. And in reality, joy is deep in your heart. It's something that you may have a bad day, things may not go your way, but you're not.
Today's podcast is presented by Pargo. Pargo is the easiest way for you to monetize your podcast, providing podcasters with a flat rate for ad space so you always know how much you get when you include an ad from Pargo. Apply today to become a member and immediately be connected with advertisers that fit your audience. That's Pargo at podgo.co. I've heard about Pargo through podnews.com, and I've been using them for many months, and I've earned quite a bit of money through them. Using them in Crazy Fitness Guy Healthy Living Podcast. Take a look at them at podgo.com. That is podgo.co.
Not ready just to give up on the world because you had a bad day. And listening to you just now, this might not sound really nice, but anyway, I remember my mother always saying, you know, if any of us children were, you know, having a down day, she would just say, you're going to get happy in the same skin you got sad in. So, you know, just go ahead and get happy. And it's true that we can't let other people dictate our own happiness and joy. They may affect us for some period of time, but we are the ones that have to choose to move on, do what we have to with the situation to make it workable for us and maintain our happiness and joy.
And so can you give me an example of a few things that make you feel joy?
Excuse me. Well, the favorite thing I like to talk about, of course, is my grandchildren. And they are there's two of them, a boy and a girl. And I can hold them in my thoughts. And just because, I guess, children and grandchildren are so special to parents and grandparents. And there's so much love there that just holding on to my thoughts of them has always been able to keep me from falling back into a state of despair. I think if everyone could find that one thing that does make you feel happy and joyful, if you can come up with one thing that you can always go to, you know, I'll back up just a little bit there, because I often tell people, look for moments of joy and whatever's going on, look for that teeny sliver of moment of joy in it, and that will help turn you around. There may not always be something joyful, or you may not always be able to see that. And so if you have, sitting out here in space, I'll say, something that you know is always going to make you feel better when you think about that, commit that to memory, hold on to that, and when things are going bad, say, today I'm just going to think about Clem and Jacqueline, my grandchildren, and how happy I am when they are with me and when they stay with me, and just kind of build on that and keep telling yourself every day, this makes me happy, this brings me joy, but have something that you can hold on to.
And so I think for me, I never really thought of what brings me joy. It's always, I always feel like I'm going from one task to another task. I'm always going from one place to another place. And I sometimes I struggle with it too, figuring it out.
I think that's very common, Jimmy. I think that's the way most of us function, is we go along through our day and we do the next task that's in front of us, the next thing that we need to do, and we're not really giving it a lot of thought. That is one goal for my book, is that taking 5 minutes in the morning just to consciously read a positive affirmation, an inspirational story, and then each page closes with either a Bible verse or a quote, and just kind of let that wash over you. And hopefully you would start off on a better day. You know, I feel like if we start our day on a positive note, we've got a better chance of having a good day, as opposed to just getting up and going through the motions of getting ready and hurrying around and getting breakfast and getting out the door and getting the, you know, all this. It's a crazy way to start our day, but I think it's probably the most common way people start their day too.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. Like there's some days where that I feel like sometimes people tell me certain news that is happening around the world, and I'm like, I don't really care what's happening around the world. And it's like, I'd rather kind of live under a rock at the moment. And it's like, you know, I actually use Google News on my phone, and I've been filtering out so many, everything that just related to all the pandemic and all the unhappy news, because it starts affecting your mental health. And I remember last semester when I was reading all this stuff for English class, the most depressing stuff I've ever read in my life. And I really wanted to ask my teacher. I didn't ask her, but she says she made me read all this unhappy stuff, and it's like, where did you go on the web to find this, like the most depressing area of the internet? I was like, I didn't even know this existed until now.
Well, and I think you're right. And I have heard other speakers say, just quit watching the news. And now, I used to be one that I wanted to watch at least the national news every night. I felt like I needed to know what was going on in the world. And this time,
tired of listening to ads on TV and radio? So why listen to ads on a podcast? Become a premium subscriber to Crazy Fitness Guy Healthy Living Podcast to get amazing benefits like listening without ads, exclusive behind the scenes of new episodes, access to episodes early, and so much more. Plans start as low as $1.99 per month. For more information about our premium podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or by clicking on the Crazy Fitness Guy premium podcast link in the podcast description. Now let's get back to the show.
Last year when the pandemic was starting and there was so much information coming out and nobody really knew what was going on, I was watching that every single night. And finally, one day, I just said, I can't watch this anymore. And I haven't watched the news since. Might turn on the weather or something. But we know enough about what's going on, is the way I feel about it. And if there's something else I need to know, somebody's going to tell me. Rather than fill my head, my heart, and my soul with all the negativity that we hear on the news today, it's depressing, that's for sure. And I'm pretty careful about what I read, too. I might read headlines, and I might learn what's going on from something like that, and I may even click on an article, but I'm not going to fill myself with all the negative news that's out there now.
Yeah, basically what I look at when I see stuff in Google News, I read a headline. If I want to read it, I click on it. If I don't, I either see if there's supposed to, sometimes they give you an option of whether or not to see less of these stories or more of these stories. And if I see one of those buttons, I was like, and depending on what the headline is, I was like, less. Like, and like, I think they should have three buttons. It's like, never ever again, not even less, just like, just never.
Wow.
I was like, come on, Google, let me just say never ever again.
Well,
feel free to take that, Google.
Yeah, I'm careful about what I read. I want to be in the know enough that I'm aware of what's going on around me, but I don't want to be in a position that I'm living in constant worry or fear either.
That makes sense. I know for myself, like, it's not that I'm like, I want to live under a rock, but for me, sometimes it's hard for me to just keep moving forward of going to be a motivational speaker or because I have all this other stuff behind me in my back of my mind. And it's like, really? And it's like, do I need to have this in my mind at the moment? I really don't need it.
Well, and one thing I would say to you, and it's something that I say to a lot of people, and I do even talk about it in the book, is keeping a journal and all those things that are roaming around in your head, and I have them too, I'll tell you. And I try just to write them all down, everything that's on my mind that I think I should be thinking about, I think I should be worrying about, I think I should be researching, just write them down. And then I know I'm not going to forget about it. It's written down. It's on a list. And if I look back over that list tomorrow or next week, and some of those things I just cross off, they didn't need to happen. They're okay. Some of them I maybe decide, okay, it's time to address it. But I do think that writing things down and keeping a journal and keeping it going forward. And I even try to write things down every day, the good things, the things that are on my mind, whatever it is. I think it helps me to grow. It helps me to not worry and not live in fear. And I see the good things in life. I'm convinced that gratitude is our shortcut to joy. And I use that journal also every day to write down things that I'm grateful for, not just the big things, but the little things too. You know, I sat on the front porch and heard the birds sing. What, you know, even the little things, just the things that you are grateful for. And that heart of gratitude has a way to carry you closer to joy. But back to the journaling part. Journaling all that, writing things down, moves you closer and closer and closer to living a positive life. Not just you, but everybody. And it's a way to look back. I've got journals for the last 20 years or so. Look back over those journals and see where I've come from. See what was going on 10 years ago. And I go, oh my gosh, look at where I am today. Look at how I was feeling 10 years ago or 5 years ago. So that is one thing you can do to kind of unscramble your brain, so to speak, is just write it all down. And you know, because I worry I'll forget it if I don't write it down. I've got to keep remembering this, so I won't forget. But writing it down, I have access to it when I'm ready for that information.
I totally agree with you because I use a journal on my phone because my handwriting If anybody knows me in real life, in person, my handwriting looks like a 2-year-old. I think a 2-year-old could, actually, no, I think a 2-year-old could write better than me. And I don't mean like writing by typing. I mean writing by pencil and paper. It looks really, really bad. Like, no one could forge my handwriting because it's very inconsistent. And my dad's like, I can forge your handwriting. And it's like, but how good can you forge it? Because, and it's like, it's different. I had, sometimes it's really big, sometimes it's really small, sometimes it's crunched together. Totally, it's terrible. Well, don't even get me started on cursive writing.
Well, and that's okay. You know, the idea is to get your thoughts out of your head and down somewhere else. And digital journaling is probably more popular now than it's ever been before. I'm a paper and pen kind of gal, but that's what works for me. And I think we all have to do what works for us. You're not going to do it, and you're not going to be consistent, and you're not going to keep it up if it's not a system that you're comfortable with. So writing that down, put it in the notes section of your phone or something like that, that's a perfect way to do that. Absolutely.
Definitely. It's like, I know I need the, I definitely need to have the digital journal because then it can sync across all of my devices. I have 3 devices. One's a Windows computer, one's a Chromebook, and one is my phone. And I'm not always on the go, but like today, I went down to my shore house because I have 3 house showings this weekend, and they kind of just get in my way of my daily life, and it's not relaxing for me because I have to leave the house, go do something, and pretend I'm busy be in the car. And it's like, no, this is not awkward at all. And then, like, half of my neighbors in my neighborhood, like, stare at me in the car. It's like, what's this person doing? And it's like, I'm sitting here reading my book. And there's, like, and like, I have, one time I had to leave the house on a Sunday morning when it was pouring rain outside. This person literally drives by my car, looked at me, and was like, yeah, I'm reading here. And it's like, I'm sorry, but, I'm just waiting for someone to just like call the police on me or something. Just sitting in the front of the house, it's like, I'm not even watching your house. I'm reading my book.
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, selling a house can be stressful within itself, and I understand that about, you know, it's easier just to get away and just let the realtor take care of it for the weekend for you. I'm glad you had a place that you could kind of escape to and get away from the stress of, you know, constantly being interrupted like that.
Yeah, especially when I...
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices...
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.